We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and joined by Robin Cole, who is the Executive Director with Pawnee Mental Health. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
It's always a pleasure to have you on, and we'll have you on a little earlier this month. Thank you for doing that, because next Thursday is Christmas Eve, and it's a little hard to get folks on the holidays, and we appreciate it.
I appreciate it. I'm not sure I would want to be on Christmas Eve. So.
Well, and, you know, it touches on a kind of a good reminder here that, you know, the holidays bring a lot of cheer to people, but, you know, we should always think about those who may be struggling here during the holidays.
That's right. The holidays this year are going to look a whole lot different for a lot of people than they usually do. And there can be some bright spots about that, but there can also be some things about that that are somewhat discouraging for others. So it's really important that we be taking care of our mental health during this period of time, especially as we anticipate that things just aren't going to look like they usually do.
Still important, and we talked about this, I think, last month around Thanksgiving, still important, make those connections if you can via Zoom or telephone, and interact with your family members, even if you can't see them.
Absolutely. It really is important to stay connected with other people. You know, at Thanksgiving, we had planned to have a friend of ours over for dinner, and COVID interfered with that. But this friend and a roommate of his were in Manhattan. And so we set up our computer and, scheduled a Zoom meeting and ran a turkey dinner over to his house. And we enjoyed Thanksgiving dinner together. In fact, we enjoyed the exact same Thanksgiving dinner together because we delivered the food before we started eating. And so it was kind of the same as being able to sit around the table together. And in fact, we were sitting around the table together and we were sharing the same food. And so, you know, that's probably not possible if family is in another community or another state. But I think there are ways to try to, if we can just kind of push ourselves to think outside of the box, there are ways that we can stay connected with the people that are so important to us during these holidays, even if the circumstances don't allow us to be physically present with each other.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so important. And I know you guys have been doing a lot of good work here this past month. We'll start off with the Driving the Dream event that happened on December 1st. What did that all entail?
Yes, you know, last year we held our first major fundraising event. It was Driving the Dream was the theme of the event. And Dave Lewis was our master of ceremonies last year. And we had a really great event out at the Dream Car Museum. And, you know, our hope was that we would do the same thing this year. And of course, COVID interfered with that. And so we took the event to Facebook Live, and Dave helped us with that again this year. And we were really excited about that so that we could keep some continuity, even at a time when things were so different than they had previously been. And I want to just encourage people that if you're interested in participating in that event or watching that event, it is still available in the video section of Pawnee Mental Health's Facebook page. It's about a 40-minute program. Part of what makes it especially exceptional is that there are three videos that are within the context of the program that focus on the services of Pawnee Mental Health and the impact that Pawnee has had in the lives of people. And so one of the videos is about a family that has received services from Pawnee Mental Health, and this family has a child with a serious emotional disturbance. And so the video tells the story about the services that this child has received and the impact that that has had on him and on his family. There's another video in the collection that covers our rehabilitation services that are for adults who have severe and persistent mental illnesses. It's also a very inspirational video that features stories of individuals who have been in services at Pawnee, and that talks about what some of those services are. And then the third video in the program features the Crisis Stabilization Unit and talks about the ways in which the Crisis Stabilization Unit is meeting the needs of people in our communities who have a mental health emergency and who need to reach out for care during times when they're particularly vulnerable due to mental health crises. So three really excellent videos, a really solid and inspirational program, and I would encourage people to check it out on our Facebook page.
All right. Definitely should check that out. And I understand also that Pawnee Mental Health has some videos that are that touch on suicide prevention as well.
That's right. This last year, we received a grant from the Tower Foundation to produce a series of videos focusing on suicide prevention. And we have been in development with these videos. They are particularly directed towards youth, and we're about ready to release those videos. I've had an opportunity to preview them. They're very powerful and they're very short. And so they look a lot like public service announcements. And the intent is that these short videos would be available to the general public, to groups, to organizations, that they would be shareable on social media and on websites. And so it is an opportunity for, again, people, individuals and organizations that would like to have videos that are shareable to get a message out about a very important issue, and an issue of that is of real concern to Kansans, and you know, specifically about suicide prevention. So please be watching for that. There'll be more information out, and we think people will be really excited to have an opportunity to use these videos.
Robin, we have somebody standing on the line here that has a question or a comment, so I'm going to get to them. Go ahead. You're on In Focus.
Thank you for sharing those intense family situations now at this stressful time of the C-19 and the holiday times. I had recently got a call from my son about his mother's mental health that now needs more intervention. And I had shared with him, you know, the first 13 years of your life that we got to share your mother while she was reasonably sane. She developed you into a fine young person. And then with the divorce removing me from any involvement in her medical or mental health care, and his coming to be a full-time with me, we were able to go ahead and progress him through life. But when she became stable, he got to spend time with her. She got to be at his wedding. She got to see the babies. She got to be at the commencement for his degrees through his career. And, you know, I said, you got to spend time with your mother when she was in assisted living. You got to fly in from Chicago or Phoenix for birthday or Christmas, or help her with a remote for, or the train wrecks at the bank. The bank doesn't care what your mental health is. The overdrafts are still $29 a piece. But the social workers told you that you were the only family member of all the people under care at their campus that ever came to see a family member. And now that your mother needs more care, it's the social workers that are going to call you, that you're going to talk to, and not just specifically your mother. And of course, we're all involved in the family, whether they're 13 years old or 50 years old. It's the stress, whether it's President Kennedy's sister in the family or Van Gogh the painter or whoever needs that kind of care. Thank you for being there and helping us through these family stress situations.
Yeah, thank you so much for that phone call. I think that a really important message that that call conveys is that that treatment is effective, and people can and oftentimes do recover. There are some mental illnesses that are chronic and severe, but with treatment and medication, people can go on to live productive and meaningful lives. And that's an important part of what our adult rehabilitation services are all about. We recognize that there are some very severe and persistent mental illnesses that people live with. But there are other, you know, just to sort of keep a perspective on it, there are other serious health conditions that people live with. And, you know, such as diabetes or heart disease or cancer. And just because somebody has a severe or a serious diagnosis doesn't mean that we give up or that we stop pursuing treatment, that we stop pursuing cure, certainly that we stop pursuing rehabilitation. And I think that in the same way that we take our physical health conditions and pursue treatment so that we can live lives that are productive and meaningful, we really need to encourage and want to do the same thing with mental health kinds of concerns. And so that's why Pawnee Mental Health is here. And it's to make a difference in the lives of people, whether they have severe and persistent mental illnesses or whether they're dealing with a mental illness or a mental health concern that is short-term, temporary, or in response to some kind of, you know, immediate situation or stressful situation. And one of the things that we are involved in with the holiday seasons coming up is we have our Making Christmas Bright campaign. And this campaign is to help make Christmas bright for those people who will be spending the holidays at the Crisis Stabilization Unit. Last year, we were really full over the holidays, and there's no evidence that it's going to be any different this year. And so we're giving people the opportunity to make Christmas brighter for some of the individuals who are staying at the CSU over the holidays. We're also giving people the opportunity to make Christmas a little bit brighter for some of our clients who are in our Adult Rehabilitation Services Program and our Youth Rehabilitation Services Program by helping them meet some of their needs around the holidays. And so for individuals who might be interested in making Christmas brighter, for some of the folks at the Crisis Stabilization Unit or in our Adult and Youth Rehabilitation Services Program, they can visit our website at www.pawnee.org.
All right. Great information there. We've got to take a break. We'll come back more, though, with Robin Cole after this on News Radio KMAN.